In the previous slide, we showed how to create a new C++ project in visualc++.net. However, the project is still empty at this point. Before we can start writing some code, we need to add a source code file to the project. C++ uses two kinds of source code files, called CPP files and header files. Both are ordinary text files. There's nothing special about the file type. CPP files have a .cpp extension, and header files have a .h extension. We will talk more about header files later on in the course. For now, we will only use CPP files. Box A. To add a .cpp file to your project in Visual C++, go to the menu and select Project, Add New Item. An Add New Item dialog box appears like that shown in Box A. From the right-hand side category, Templates, select a C++ file, .cpp. Give the .cpp file a name and then select Open. A blank CPP file should automatically be opened in Visual C++.net and added to your project. Box B, Writing the Code. Now that you have a blank CPP file in front of you, you are ready to write some code. The program we will write will ask you to enter your name. The program will then say, "Hello," and echo your name back to you. See Box D for an example of the output. So, Box B shows the entire code needed to write such a program. If you're working along with a lecture, enter this code into your blank CPP file exactly. Be careful to check for typos. Of course, you're not expected to understand what this code does yet, but as an exercise, try to make some conjectures of what you think each line might do. Box C. Once you've written the C++ code, it's still not in a form the computer can understand. Recall that the computer works purely in machine code, that is, binary code. Remember, our ultimate goal is to obtain an .exe file, which we can use to run our program, which was written in C++. An .exe file is essentially a long list of binary instructions that one by one instructs the computer to do something. There are more details to an .exe file than that, but such a high-level view will be fine for our purposes. So, how to turn our C++ code into an executable that the computer can understand? This is where the compiler comes in. The compiler translates each CPP file into binary code, which is stored in an object file. The code in an object file is said to be object code. Note that the compiler generates an object file for each separate CPP file independently. So if your project uses 5 CPP files, the compiler will compile the 5 CPP files to produce 5 object files. Once we have the individual object files made, a tool called a linker combines all the object files to produce an executable file, which can run on your platform. To summarize then, there are 2 steps to translating C++ code to machine language. 1, compilation, and 2, linking. After you have written your C++ code, you must instruct Visual C++ to perform these steps. To compile a CPP file, go to the menu, select Build, Compile. To link, go to the menu, select Build, Build Solution. Note that Build Solution will compile any files that need compiling, since all the CPP files of the project must be compiled into object files before linking can take place. So you can do both compilation and linking in one step with Visual C++ by using Build Solution. Both compiling and linking can generate errors if there is a mistake in your code. These errors are reported in the output window of Visual C++, which is located at the bottom of the program by default. If you did not make any errors when entering the print string program, the output window should look like that of Box C after compiling and linking. If you do make a typo in the code, you will get a compiler error. As an exercise, force a mistake using a simple typo into the print string program and then recompile. What happens? Now, to execute the program from Visual C++, go to the menu and select Debug, Start Without Debugging. And the program should run provided that there are no compiler or linker errors. Alternatively, after the build process, an .exe is generated and placed in the debug folder, which is a subfolder in your projects folder. You can also execute the program by directly running this executable file. Box D. Output of the print string program. Here we show the output of the print string program. The program asks the user to enter his first name and press Enter. Frank is inputted and Enter is pressed. The program results in printing, "Hello, Frank." The compiler automatically adds the "Press any key to continue" for console applications. Now you can see what is meant by console application. It sort of resembles the DOS operating system, for those students who are old enough to remember DOS. Before continuing to the next slide, try to build and run the print string program a few times with different input. What happens if you don't enter a string? Recall that a string is a sequence of characters. What happens if you enter your first and last name separated by a space?